what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back...
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News update. Melvin Gordon isn't budging, and neither are the LA Chargers. The LA Chargers running back holdout is now expected to continue into the regular season as first thought, and contract talks haven't progressed as we've hoped. This from the NFL Network. Gordon right now remaining in Florida to train for the foreseeable future. The 26-year-old threatened to miss the entire season if the Chargers can't get a deal done or trade him out of LA. Gordon has already rejected a reported average salary at $10 million. He's looking for something in the neighborhood around $13 million. Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson, the tailbacks for now. Baker Mayfield pulling back, the Browns quarterback reaching out to New York Giants rookie Daniel Jones after his recent interview with GQ magazine created a major firestorm and make Mayfield look like a tool. Mayfield earlier said he couldn't believe the Giants picked Jones with the number overall six pick overall, but he reached out to clear the air, saying many of the words were taken out of context. He added he has nothing but great things that he heard about Jones from the likes of Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, and teammates that said he's a real good guy and working hard in camp. Kenny Stills doing his own thing. He plays Nas at the locker room after Jay-Z's practice at the Miami practice. Miami coach Brian Flores actually played 8 Jay-Z songs in a row. And you know what? Stills not impressed with the partnership between the NFL's Rock Nation and Jay-Z. So he's doing his own thing, and he's going to play Nas in protest. The XFL releasing all 8 team logos today for the 2020 franchises. We got Dallas, D.C., Houston, L.A., New York, St. Louis, Seattle, and Tampa Bay. A lot of NHL news today. The Minnesota Wild have hired former star Bill Guerin as the franchise's 4th general manager. The 48-year-old succeeds Paul Fenton, who was fired on July 30th after just 1 year on the job. The Wild, they missed the playoffs for the first time since 2012 under Fenton's watch. During his play, Guerin was an amazing player, 856 points in 1,239 games, also winning 2 Stanley Cups. And he's already a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, inducted in 2013. The Ottawa Senators have inked Colin White to a 6-year deal worth $28.5 million. The 22-year-old center had a great campaign, 14 goals and 41 points in 71 games. The Columbus Blue Jackets restricted free agent blue liner Zach Werenski. He's seeking a deal of 3 years and $15 million, according to the Columbus Dispatch. The 22-year-old has recorded 128 points in 237 games and plays a lot of ice time, too. Very solid defenseman. Baseball news. Colorado pitcher John Gray out for the rest of the year with a fractured foot. The Phillies considering using Aaron Nola every 5th day during their stretch run to try to make the postseason. Live baseball action today. The story of the day, Lucas Giolito. Do you have him on DraftKings or FanDuel? A complete game 3 hitter. 12 Ks, the White Sox. They blanked the Minnesota Twins 4-0, the final. Another final, the Reds, they doubled up on San Diego 4-2. Castillo takes the win. Yardley the loss. Iglesias the save, number 26 for him. And Jose Iglesias with home run number 9 for the Reds in the win. The Rays rallied to beat Seattle 7-6. Pagan gets the win. McGill the loss. Willie Adames scored on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 9th for the Rays, who came back to win this one 7-6. And one game we got going on right now. Colorado and Arizona, the Rockies, they're on top right now, 5-0 in the top of 5. Lots of baseball tonight, 3 at 7:05. We got the Rangers minus 130 in L.A., Sandoval and Minor. KC at Baltimore, Pick'em 10.5, Montgomery and Brooks. Washington minus 140 at Pittsburgh, Corbin and Musgrove. Philly at Boston, Red Sox minus 170, 12, Smiley and Porcello. Cleveland at the New York Mets, Mets minus 150. Plutko and Stroman, total 9 flat, 720. We got Miami and Atlanta, Braves minus 195, 9.5, Smith and Tehran, 745, Milwaukee at St. Louis, that's a pick'em, Hauser and Wainwright, 805, San Fran at the Cubs, Cubs minus 269, Rodriguez and Darvish, 810 action, Detroit at Houston, Astros minus 580, Norris and Verlander, wow, 580, maybe this will go to 600, Yankees in Oakland, A's minus 125, 9.5, Haps versus Dumpster Fires. And Toronto and Dodgers round out the sked. Dodgers minus 390, total 8.5. Font versus Bueller. Bueller, I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci, host Red Heat and Rage Radio. Hour one, we'll talk about the baseball board, everything in between, a little college football and more. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage, hour one, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Let's go! All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage on radio has begun. The Medicine Radio Networks. I am David Benson, going down to FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands, racetrack in the shadows of MetLife Stadium, where they will be playing NFL football in a couple of weeks' time. The Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets will get the party started. The Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants in week two. The party will continue as I will be going to NFL games in week one and week two, and then it'll take me 12 weeks to recover from going to NFL football games in week one and week two. Speaking of the New York Jets, Jets lose another starting linebacker less than 1 week after losing Avery Williamson with the torn ACL. Brandon Copeland has been suspended 4 games for a performance enhancer. One man that would, without a doubt, pass any test, the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, steps up in it. What's up, Cam?
If they had a drug test for Morency for everything, it'd be like ding, 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 ding. You know, you got this supplement, you got this, you got this. Throw a little alcohol in the mix. Yeah, no, I'm probably, I have a feeling the machine would be lighting up left, right, and center. How you doing, Gabe? Good race right now. Looks like a little... Yeah, I would have. There's no denying that. Yeah, I'd have a major problem with everything. Yeah, supplements, this and that. Yeah, I take a lot of different stuff for, you know, panic attacks and, you know, all basically, yeah.
That's
it's kind of
like
a whole
about this business.
Hmm?
We don't get drug tested? Yes, yes. We're not operating heavy machinery.
We'd both be fired. We wouldn't have jobs. And it's pretty simple.
I actually thought about this the other day. As you can see, the success of the network continues to get bigger and bigger. And
yes.
whenever these networks like this start to get bigger and bigger, what happens? What happened with the score? The suits want to buy.
Yeah. Yes, they
do. The network is getting bigger and bigger. And I already know. I hear things, this company and that company. And I think, yeah, that's great. When that company takes over, there's no way in hell Game Time Decision is still on.
Well, I don't know. People like the show, Gabe, but you have a feeling that Mike Merger is lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, yeah. And if Mike Merger has like Mickey Mouse ears or something, we're screwed.
That is an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I got to be honest with you, Gabe. With my health right now, I don't even know if I could like. I'm just going to be happy to get through the NFL season right now. It's pretty apparent. Like I have some serious.
You're not worried about
issues.
Any mergers. He'll tell them.
If they tell them, I'll step you down. Yeah, I'll just say it's been a good slice. The thing about me and you though in the merger is we show up for work though. You know what I mean? You're working a lot of times. You can say what you want about us, but if there's a show, we're going to be doing it. Especially you. You've been working a long time. I could see Mike Merger getting value from you if he wants to beat you down every hour of the day.
Yeah, I think what I have to do is I got to hire that sponsor. I need to delete my past.
Yes, I've been thinking the same.
Let's get ahead of the curve. Delete the past ahead of the curve. Why wait? Just do it now. Delete the past.
We got some great sponsors, too. That money lending company is going to be next on my list, I think.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Radio Network, FanDuel Meadowlands Racetrack. As I was rolling in today, of course, too, just my luck. Like I tried to take a picture on the fly as I was driving by in the bus, as it caught me off guard. I rolled into a MetLife Stadium, and I saw a big logo that wasn't the Jets or the Giants. I saw a Guardians logo.
Guardians!
The Guardians are in the house.
They unveiled them all today, Gabe. I got to tell you something. There's going to be some copyright infringements, though, like Seattle Dragons. If I'm UAB, I'm going, hey, what's the deal here? That looks like our dragon there. But take a look at a couple of them. They're very, very similar, too. I looked at all eight of them. I'm like, wow, man. Like, these guys are, I guess they got the professionals in there, but they're very, very close to copyright infringements with some teams. But, yeah, I hope the XFL does well. We got the eight teams going. Jones, the former backup quarterback for Pittsburgh, the first player taken in that league. So 2020, buddy. More football, always a good thing.
So I just retweeted the logos. I know you've seen them, Cam. I just retweeted them. I asked people on Twitter, what do you think? Best team name, best logo, best team name, best logo. So basically, yeah, the logos are all sort of the same in the same, you know, dimension, so to speak. I imagine, Cam, the dude that made these logos is like the dude that makes, like, the WWE T-shirts. You know what I mean?
You're right. Good call.
They're like, hey, very similar. Billy, we need some Sasha Banks and some man T-shirts. And, you got those XFL logos ready yet. But, it doesn't look WWE-ish. It looks football-ish.
They look good.
It looks, they look like logos of a football team that would be in a movie.
Good call.
But let's get into them right now.
Analysis. You have a runner Gabe? I was going to say, bet the two horse at Saratoga. I like the connections, but it's sloppy. But anyway, continue if you got time. But
the two horse.
Yeah, I think they're off in about 2 minutes. If you got a runner, just put like $10 on. He's 7-2. I think it's a good play. Tyler Gaffney owned too. Two horse looks good. I like the way. Look at him right there, long and lean in the slop. Yeah, he's gonna. I think he's. He looks pretty dangerous to me.
Yeah, Will is doing some work here, now.
Okay.
He's not at his post. I can't.
Doing the bets. Not doing the bets today. Working. That's great.
Yeah, I could run over, but they're getting into the post now.
They're loading. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, the New York
it's
the New York Guardians is the yep. name of the team. The DC Defenders, which is pretty lame.
That sounds awful. Like that's what a kid would come up with. That's like, as bad as my name the Raptors contest when I submitted Toronto Towers.
The DC Defenders.
DC Defenders sucks. That's horrible.
Terrible.
That's not. Come on.
The Defenders. So what? I guess we take the under because their offense is going to suck.
Yeah. I guess it's the defense of the country in DC, but I still think it's stupid.
It looks like a soccer team logo, sort of shield. But the shield isn't bad. The logo isn't bad. The name Defender sucks. It sounds like a bad. What is this? A Marvel movie? Like,
yeah,
terrible.
Exactly.
The Seattle Dragons. What the hell is this dragon? Like, he looks more like a, like, he's like a, it's like the colors of the Florida Gators, but it's a Birmingham UAB dragon.
Yeah, except I know.
He's like a happy looking dragon. Like, it's lame.
Yeah, it is very lame. Very lame.
The Tampa Bay Vipers is pretty pathetic as well. It also looks, you know what? It's definitely a theme. They're going like the sort of comic book movie, Marvel graphic novel sort of look. Like, like a comic book cover? Viper.
For sure.
You know, the dragons, the defenders. It looks like this is X-Men type stuff. Like, really? Like, in marketing, I think they went down this route. This is terrible.
Hey, basically, I agree
the
with
St.
you.
Louis
you look Battle at the
Hawks.
Logos, it's the same guy. Like, it's the same, like, you look at, comic books have, like, Frank Miller does Batman or whatever. Like, I could look at a comic book and tell you, like, sometimes who the graphic artist is. It looks like it's the exact same concept with these teams. They're very, very vanilla. Like, the logos aren't bad. You could just tell, though, like, none of them are really different from each other. It's very, very safe.
All right, so listen.
Gabe.
What do you think of the name the Battle Hawks?
Battle Hawks? Got no...
Terrible.
I think it's better. I'm going to say this. It's better than the Defenders.
All right.
Is there over under on how long this league is going to last?
How long do you think it'll last? Yeah.
How long do you think it'll last?
I think it'll probably last 2 years and then go tank out again like they did the first time.
I think it's going to last longer.
Yeah.
That other league didn't last the whole year.
I'm with Yang.
Three.
I'm with Yang. Yeah, I was going to say three as well. Maybe two.
I mean, some of these leagues that are coming out, they can't compete with the NFL, man. The NFL is just what it is.
I'll put it this way right now. Are the New York Guardians still alive 5 years from now, Cam, behind me? No.
No. The answer is no. I'll tell you what will keep them alive, though. You got to get savvy people who are in the gambling and DFS business and basically make the whole league run like that. That's how you keep people.
Oh, they will.
When you're a fringe league, you got to do all the extra little things, and I think that's what they really have to do. They'll do their best. Right, so, I would expect them to.
So the Dallas Renegades, I swear to God, it looked just like the Dallas Desperados of the Arena League. Like, they did the same thing. It's like the bandit cowboy guy. Yeah. You know, Dallas Renegades, Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. Look at the Houston team. It's like a cross. It's like they ripped off the Houston Oilers and the Anaheim
Angels. It's an oil there.
It's like they took the A from the Angels. It's like a kid. It's like you said, Kemp. It's like an 8-year-old kid basically said, hey, this is cool. He took the Anaheim logo, and then he stuck the oil rig in it. It's like, is that an Anaheim? When I saw that, Cam, I was like, what city is that? I'm like, it kind of looks like an oil rig, but it's like, it looks like an A more than an H. Doesn't look like an H. And what kind of name is the Roughnecks?
Yeah, terrible. The Roughnecks. I'm going to tell you something, though. That Dallas Mavericks one, that is the exact same logo of the CFL team when they were there, too. Remember when they had the posse?
Yeah.
Had, like, the hat guy with the bandana
over
the bank robber. That's a Sioux job right there. And the LA Wildcat looked like
it's
a fusion of that one is just god awful.
LA Wildcats looks like a fast food chain.
It does. It's like In-N-Out Burger mixed with Sonic. You're right.
Listen, Cam, I'm not Halston or Calvin Klein, but everybody freaking knows. You don't have to be an idiot to know that orange and red don't go together.
No, they don't.
Like,
they don't.
Like, orange and red don't go together fashion-wise. Like, anyone knows that. Like, so you have orange. And like I said, it looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like a gym. LA Fitness. Yeah,
Call.
Or like, come on,
down,
Wildcat.
First 10 sessions free. And you buy the membership.
I'm Gabriel Renzi for LA Wildcats. We have the best fish tacos on the strip. That's 6242 Sunset Boulevard. LA Wildcats. Don't miss happy hour as the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will be spinning tunes. It's like a
I gotta
food
be
chip.
Honest too. Like, I like the Seattle Dragons one, but Seattle and Dragons don't really, you know, I just don't see the concept here.
No, how like about like Seattle, the Seattle Sea Monsters or something? Like, you know, what I mean?
Look at the hockey team. Remember we talked about it? Totems, Emeralds, because it's the Emerald, right? I love Seattle Emeralds. That sounds good. Yeah, I know what? I don't even mind the Sockeyes. I know it's a fish, but, you know, it's
okay.
A hell of a lot better than a dragon.
I'm not saying this just for the sake of it, but I think that the New York Guardians is the best one. It's black, silver, simple.
Yeah,
kind of a ripoff of Kansas State, but
a little bit. There's a lot of ripoffs in this league going on. That's for sure.
Hey, forget about the Giants. Forget about the Jets. The New York Guardians, that's the future of football. For the next 24 months or so. If that.
36?
How the hell are they going to fill that stadium?
They're not.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
NFL
NFL season is now upon us. You become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting the lineups using DailyRoto.com's DFS lineup optimizer. Become one of the countless number of people that have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL Annual Pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and even better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much, Cam. So how'd the horse do at Saratoga?
Not well. I think he finished like sixth. Yeah, sloppy track. Know what the key is in the slop? You got to get near the front. Too much. It's hard work when you get in the mud back and the goggles and everything like that. So if you're a stone cold closer, you got to kind of change your strategy a bit. He was way at the back at the start of the race and last made up some ground, but it didn't work in the slop. My bad.
Our boy Brian Giannini, who we met here before. I think you met him. I think we were here that day. Brian Giannini tweets in, still has his New York Hitmen XFL season tickets from 2001. Can't wait to see a Guardian game, but yeah, it's a big ass stadium, man. It's a large stadium that they have. They really should have found a different place to play. I know it was brought up. They should have played where Hofstra plays. Nice small
Good
stadium,
call.
Long Island.
On the island. Yep.
Yeah, like, come on, man. This stadium holds 84,000 people. Like, how many people is this team really going to get? Like, 10,000 if they're lucky, 14,000? Like,
I'm thinking 10 if you're lucky. Yeah, I was going to think 10 if you're lucky. If it's exceptional, maybe like 12,000. Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. That stadium, they're going to have to do the old NCAA camera trick. Lower bowl, show the people, don't show high up in the stadium. Right? That's what they're going to have to do. Camera angle shots, because they're not going to fill the top.
I mentioned off the top here, the Jets lose a linebacker. Copeland suspended now 4 games. They already lost another linebacker to injury last week. That's 2 starting linebackers out of the 4 that are down right now for the Jets. And, you know, Jets' defense is good, but they just lost a lot of depth right now. Buffalo Bills getting 3.5 points in week 1 in this football game. You mentioned it off the top, too, Miles Sanders having a great camp with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I remember watching Penn State, and I saw Sanders play a lot, being a Big Ten fan. And he really did look like Saquon Jr., basically, in college.
He does. He's amazing.
Like, he's not Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley's one of a kind. But, this Sanders kid could be a real sleeper. I think he's a real deal, this kid.
Oh, I'm with you, Gabe. And you watch, and the thing that I really was impressed with Sanders about, like, when he bounces off guys, Gabe, he's not one of those running backs that runs out of gas. Like, he took a lot of long carries to the house. He's tougher than he looks. I agree with you. It's a great comparison. Saquon Barkley is obviously better, but yeah, when you say Saquon Jr., he is so much better, I think, than some of these other backs. And you know, I'm really high on these guys, man. I think he's going to be fantastic. And, Penn State missing a lot of good guys. You lose Trace McSorley, you lose Sanders, Barkley a couple of years ago. Hard to replace those studs.
Yeah, it's going to catch up. It's going to catch up to the Lions. So normally Mark Lawrence joins us on Wednesdays, but Mark is in Las Vegas right now.
Lou's got a baseball game. Arizona's playing this afternoon, I think, too, aren't they? They're home to Colorado.
Are they playing right now?
Yeah, they are, but it's almost over. Let me give you a score here. It was 5-0 Colorado. It's in Arizona. They are in, I think they're probably in about the 7th inning right now. Let me see here. They are 6-1 bottom 6 for Colorado. So he's still at the game probably. But then again, he goes for tequilas and leaves?
Yeah, he says he gets there in the 3rd and he leaves in the 5th, essentially. He just uses it as a reason to drink on Wednesdays.
That's right. We're in the 6th, so I guess he's gone. He'll be back.
And Lou always bets against the D-backs, too. Always
he's
bets against
a good day,
then. Yeah, always bets against the home team. But I don't think he went to the game today, actually, because he is also going to Las Vegas this weekend, which
wow.
I never understood this Vegas Super Contest weekend, to be honest.
I hate it.
It's the week before there's any football. Now, this weekend there's a couple of college games, but there's not even, like, they basically, you get together and there's, like, a dinner. And they have a contest where you get a free entry to the con. Like, it's not much of a super weekend, Cam. I'll tell you that much. Like, I've never seen a reason to attend it. I've been there, and when I lived there, I was there around a bunch of handicappers hanging around and stuff. But
yep,
it's people go to enter the contest and stuff. But yeah, I've never felt the need to, ooh, I have to be in Vegas for this super contest weekend. And in fact, whenever I go and enter the contest, I always did it the week after. Like, I'll do it next weekend when there's a full slate of college football going on. But I'm not going to Vegas to enter the contest this year. I've got my boy Paul Bovey in Vegas, and Paul Bovey joined Team Sports Rage in the circuit contest. So nice. Bovey's going to enter for us.
Ooh, good addition.
Smart guy. I'd like to get in a super contest as well. I'd like to get in the Golden Nugget contest. But
actually, I can get you in one too, Gabe. It's a guy that I met a long time ago when I was out in the West Coast. It's a high roller. It's very similar to the super contest. Obviously, you know, you don't win the $1 million prize, but it's huge prizes. There's weekend prizes, exactly the same. You pick five games against the spread all week. It's a high roller contest. It's called $1,000. I'll send you the information. I'm probably going to go in that one because it's a lot
Ooh,
of fun.
This.
And one of Darsh's buddies out in BC. And what else is going on? There's another guy. I think they're also doing a super contest with one of the
that
sites,
real
too.
Legal.
Some of these gambling sites. It's legal good. Enough. No, I got paid. If you place, get paid. The way I'll say it's a problem if you don't get paid, but if you finish, like, you know, I think they have the tiers, like top 20, 30 type of thing. No, you get money. So I'm not worried about it. Anyway, I'll send it to you. Your call. And I think a couple of the books that were sponsored to the station are offering one. I thought my bookie has some kind of super contest thing going on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right. My bookie does. And most of the online books have Survivor and stuff like that,
yeah,
too.
I'm not flying in Vegas. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Let me ask you. So what do you think? Exactly. That's the thing. I've done this all the time.
I waste money.
It's too much money. Like, I'm going to spend, $1,000 to fly to Vegas next week. Back and forth hotel. Let's say $1,000. Yeah. Then I got to enter the contest. All right? That's another $1,500. Then I got proxy fees. I got to get around Vegas in Ubers and stuff. Next thing I know, I got to go to a dispensary. I got to eat. I got to gamble when I'm there. Yeah,
so I'm spending
$4,000 to enter a contest. And then what happens, Kev? The next week the NFL kicks off, and I'm like, I got no freaking bankroll. This happened to me last year. The week before, I'm in Vegas. I dropped like 5 dimes. Week one NFL, I got like $600 in my pocket. And I'm thinking, son of a bitch, and my picks were good. And this is a debate we'll have it with Lou after. Listen, the contest at the circus is only $1,000 to enter, all right? All the money's going back in. $1 million guaranteed to the winner. Top 10 gets paid. And they're giving away $50,000 to whoever has the best record every month. All right?
That's
so what?
Awesome.
The super contest is paying out to the top 50 or whatever. Who cares, man? You get $800 back or something. At that point, I don't even care, Cam. Here's
I
your
agree.
Change. It's like, and your change.
Buddy,
you know what I mean?
Those
I'm
guys
for real
sent
money.
Me down there. Those turkeys that I've
yeah,
been
you
that
know
high
the drill.
30,
you know
back.
The
oh,
drill.
They sent me down every year. So they know what they do? They call me up desperate. Oh, none of us are going down because we got kids. So they fly me down for like an in-and-outer at the Westgate. I go in there. I wait in line all day trying to find. I got Andy. He's a great guy. I like Andy. He's my proxy now. Good guy and all. But we're sitting there. The lineups are like 50 deep. I'm like, this is my day in Vegas? And then I had to fly back home. It sucks, man. I'll tell you one thing. Everybody thinks it's the only game in town. You're in Jersey, man. You get a contest there. I'm done with this Vegas, everything in Vegas routine, you know? There's a offshore, I get better numbers anyway. You get good numbers at FanDuel. Like, Vegas has this reputation like they're the only game in town. They're not.
That's it, and we'll talk about this with Lou. Just look, exactly, Cameron, not to mention, you know, Canadian dollars. So
So every $100,000. Great point. I'm losing. So I walk into that casino, right? I go to the Westgate. first they made me get a card that I needed to, okay, you need this card, the player's card to get in the contest. I'm like, I go, what does that have to do with me playing blackjack or betting ponies? Okay, whatever. I'm just going to let that one slide.
They just
Yeah, of course they do. Every $100 I spend, so what am I making? So $100, I'm getting $68. I'm losing $32. That's what I tell people at the blackjack table. I got to win 70% of the time to make money. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
Now, we're going to have Vegas Patty on tomorrow from Vegas.
He's a nice
contest
guy.
Contest proxy. Yeah, you know, he's the originator of this proxy business. So he can explain all the different contests to people. You've got your... You got your super contest. That's the one that we once finished eighth place in. That's at the Westgate. That's the super contest. Now it's the Sportsbook USA. It's hard to keep up with their name changes every year. So that's the one. Now, when I first played in that contest, there was like 457 people in it, Cam. When I lived in Vegas, 2012, there was literally less than 500 people in that contest. Last year... 3,200 people.
It's ridiculous.
That's random. When you're getting with, you're dealing with 3,200 people, I could find a pigeon in the parking lot and maybe he'll pick winners. Like, you know what I mean? Randomly.
I know.
It's like third, exactly. It's third. Come on, man. 3,200 people. It just becomes this random sort of lottery. Right? And it's a lot of money.
I'm not going into this year. I'm entering a couple other ones.
We'll talk about some of the other contests on the other side. And more, we'll get into the NFL. We'll get into the Major League Baseball best bets of the day.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions, Rachel Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Sports Grid, iHeart Radio, TuneIn, YouTube, everything else in between, Pluto TV, and a lot of other new digital media platforms. All right, so I'm Renzi with FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack. Let me know, Cam, if you got some 5 minutes to post time, Saratoga Race 9 coming up here right now. And I've got a crazy story about Antonio Brown. You figure we're done with Antonio Brown, but no.
I wish we were.
He might be the stupidest man in America. All right, so what do we got here? The one's a scratch, 1A, 13, 2, 5 to 1, 3, 11.
I could tell you about the 1A.
Track.
He's a good horse. I don't know how he runs in the slot. His name's Bears Mafia. He's actually a very, very good horse that runs at Woodbine a lot. I guess they're taking him to Saratoga to see what's happening. The two horse
Bears
is very,
Mafia.
Very dangerous. Yeah, Bears Mafia. I'm going to take a look at the post positions here. I don't have a guide, so I'm just kind of going on the fly. But what race are we in?
We're going into the ninth race. I got to get this sheet up here, too. Saratoga.
Huh.
Kind of tough without a race.
I kind of like the 9 too. Samai, that Dylan Davis, good young jockey there. It's a good price. What's the 9 at? 9 to 2. Yeah, it's about right. 12, Bustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman? His name's Bustin Hoffman, Gabe. That's great. Gotta love horse names. What is he? I think he's 9 to 1. TV's pretty far, but yeah, I might take a shot. I'm gonna probably do a. An exacta box with 1, 9, and I'm going to find something else. Maybe the 2.
Here we go. Yeah, Bears.
Yeah, 1, 2, 9. That's what I'm doing.
Jr.
Carmouche.
Thorny
good.
Tail.
Yeah, Thorny Tail.
What about our last buck?
Yeah, I know. See, it sounds like our type of horse.
Exactly. I like Lescano, too.
Our last.
Jose Lescano.
Oh, Oh, I like all the jockeys in this race are world class. Carmouche,
yeah, Joe Rosario, the three.
They're all good. All right, yeah. Reyes, Velasquez, Ortiz, both of them. Gaffleone, they used to be the best jockey at Gulfstream. Man, I'll tell you, Saratoga, they like the summer meet there. All the best are here.
Bronx Bomber, you got some great names here.
Yeah, they do. Leaky Cup.
Leaky Cup, 6%.
Amundsen's, that horse that Ortiz is on is Carry dangerous boy. As hell, too. The 7, he's the favorite, I think. 3-1. What else? Yeah.
Yeah, the 7.
I take a shot with that 9. I like that 9.
What, 6%?
He's called Sam. He's called Shammy. S-A-M-A-Y. Shammy. Sammy.
Oh, yeah, because there's been scratches. People have been moved up here. It's getting confusing,
exactly.
Actually.
It is. Very confusing. This is the last, second last race of the day, so we'll have one more by the end of the show. 5:38 is the last race. A lot of scratches. Oh, my God. The final race, there were 16 horses listed. Only 2, 4, 6 are going to run because of the slop. A lot of cancellations. So this is the best race left.
2 minutes to post. All right. I'm liking the 3, but I want to make sure I'm on the right 3 here. So Bears Mafia is a scratch. Bears Mafia is now a scratch. Running with Scissors is still, he's good. Man, they're dropping like flies before they're in the race here, Kevin. Tell us what's going on.
I know.
Dude, the Thorny Tail is now 9-2. The 4 is a scratch. Holy shit.
It's True Gold. Yeah, I'm going to take a shot with Shammy, the 9, but small play. I'm going to go like,
I'll go
like
with
6 across the board on him.
Our Last Buck.
I like the name.
I'm putting $2 on Our Last Buck. All right, so Will's not around. I'm going to have to run this over. Hey, Will.
Will. Where are you, Will?
Will in the house.
I'll tell you something, though. The way it sounds today, like the commercial levels are great.
Here. Saratoga, race 9, just $2 on the 3-horse to win.
On
Saratoga
the
race 9, $2, 3-horse to win.
Right, get it. It takes a while for them to load. Still 1 minute to post. He's got 3 minutes, basically, but tell him to get over there. It's all good.
I won that in-game that I played last night. Not the horse race, but the under in the Atlanta game, under 6.5.
Oh, yeah, 5-1. Yeah, it was great. Actually, we did pretty good last night. Great name.
And the Mets,
is it Hunter? What's Hunter?
Out.
What's Hunter's last name? What's Hunter's last name?
Which guy? Hunter. Who? Hunter? Who?
Hunter, the guy we're on with.
Hunter, last night.
Engelstad.
Engelhart.
What a
Engelhart.
Name. Yeah, Hunter Engelhart. Like, what a handle. Like, what a name. Hunter Engelhart? Sounds like like a wrestler or something. Anyway, we hit the games. Arizona went over the number. I had a piece of Oakland last night. I actually hit a parlay. I threw the Dodgers in the parlay with Oakland and the Arizona over. It only paid like $100, but I was happy with it. The game that really pissed me off, I bet Milwaukee in game, Gabe. They're just – that team's really – You've warned me about Milwaukee. They're just very disappointing. But all in all, a good night. Cincinnati held on. Let's hope we could do the same thing today. I guess I'm on with 1 hour with you tonight. I'm in the 9-10 hour, the late night hour.
Yeah, we look forward to you joining us. All right, I see. Good job. Good job in the pit getting rid of the troll. As you've got to stay on top of these punks.
Good job with the sound today too. The commercial levels are perfect. You sound great. Like, it's awesome, man. Like, I'm just, like, very happy today right now. Just knock on wood.
Well, it makes our job easier when we're not dealing with as much stress. Yes.
I got enough stress. I got a lot of stress in my life, so this is great.
All right, so $50,000 purse, 6 furlongs.
It's a big, nice race.
3-year-old and up. And they're off.
Yeah. And they're off. I got it. Oh, yeah, here we go. And they're off.
Yeah. Leaky Cup out front right now.
Leaky Cup. Yeah.
Leaky Cup. Except Leaky Cup's going to start to show some leaks along the race as this race goes on.
I hope so. Well, your 3's hanging in there. He's doing pretty
good.
Come
on, Our Last Buck.
Mine just keeps on going backwards.
Look at this. Done. Our last buck is he's lingering here, but it's a little early. I don't like he's too up in front too soon. You never know, though.
Yeah, who knows?
7 takes 6, 7, 3. I'm fading.
Yeah. Oh, that 6 is gone. They're not going to catch him. Look at him.
6 is taken off.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
The 7's got second place.
Actually, the 8's coming out of the sky.
Look at his horse on the outside. Yeah, outside. Here comes the 8.
6, oh, 6, 7, 8. 8. People who bet like that. 6, 7, 8, yeah. That's great. Yeah. We didn't do it. Hey, there's Saratoga, baby. Leaky Cup. Didn't even think about him. Good name, too.
Freaking hate
had a lot of leaky cups in our lives.
Horse racing. All right, so Antonio Brown. We know what an idiot this guy is. Remember last year at this time, he threw an ottoman off a couch. He threw an ottoman, like a footrest, a couch off a balcony. Nearly hit a grandfather walking with his granddaughter. We can go on with his nutness, but, you know, the whole helmet stuff. So I don't know if you heard. This story came out last week. Antonio Brown gets sued for stiffing a chef out of $40,000.
Unbelievable.
So he hired a chef, a chef to the stars, Stefano Tedeschi. You know, he's a celebrity chef guy. He hired Stefano Tedeschi for the Pro Bowl last year, 2018 Pro Bowl. So Brown's in the Pro Bowl. He's, throwing a party. He rents a house. He has people over and stuff. So he hires a chef. $40,000 for the weekend, for the week or whatever, 3-4 days for the chef, et cetera. Now, he didn't pay. Antonio Brown did not pay him the $40,000 because on the last day, Antonio Brown fired him and kicked him out of the house because the chef put a fish head in the freezer that he was planning on putting into a soup the following day. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown accused him of putting the fish head in the freezer as a death threat, like the Godfather, like a horse's head.
Are you kidding me?
And the chef actually said what you just said. He said, I thought he was joking and started laughing. And he wasn't joking. Then Brown and his goons got in the chef's face and said, what, you trying to threaten us? Like, dude, the guy is pathologically insane. Like, he's a moron, bro. Like, he's a loser. Like, he accused the chef of trying to threaten him. Like a horse's head in The Godfather. It's in the lawsuit.
Where else is he going to put it? That's another thing. What, you want to leave the fish head out?
He's chef.
You're going to put it in a freezer. It's where you put things. You put things in the freezer, right?
Yes.
And you do make soup out of stuff like that. Like, that's what I do with when you have a turkey, that's what you do. You make a broth, you put the bones in, heat it up, and you get the broth. The guy's an idiot, man. What a clown.
Had left a salmon head in the fridge at his mansion with the intention of making a soup and a broth the next day. The only problem is that Browns and his friends took the fish head as a threat, a la Godfather. Then confronting and refusing to pay and then kicking Tedeschi out without paying him his $38,000. Tedeschi said, I thought he was joking. Apparently, it was real. AB stiffed a personal trainer for $7,000 last month, too. Now this guy's got to sue him. I'm telling you, man, like, this is what these dudes do. Like, Floyd Mayweather, Cam, the guy's tweeting pictures all the time. He's always, like, boasting about how he's got $500 million and stuff. I know in Vegas, he ordered these like, expensive tires, all right? Custom from Italy. They can't get them anywhere. The guy at the shop in Vegas, I know the guy. He had to order them custom from Italy. They were like, you know, $20,000. Like, it was like a massive investment for the guy and stuff. Floyd Mayweather changed his mind after. Said, no, I don't want him anymore. After the guy got stuck with like these four rims type things that only Floyd wanted, these custom things. He's like, nah, whatever. Same thing, like Floyd like doesn't pay his rent at like his strip mall office and stuff like that. He makes all these people, they
rich
just
guys
make
think
you
they're
sue
above
them.
The law. Yeah, that's
they
the thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're like, oh, whatever. They're like, oh, this personal trainer can't afford to sue me anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just they're jerks, man. Trump does that. Like Trump had a hard time getting lawyers even for now, because they knew he wouldn't pay them. And basically, he didn't pay. Like, I was reading the other day, like, it was like $3 million, like, he didn't pay. But the firms knew that it's like publicity and stuff, but yeah. Like these super rich people, they won't pay you, man.
Oh, I know they won't. Ever used a lawyer, buddy? Visa used what? $400 an hour. Enjoy that price. No, like $5,000.
Game Time Decisions, Ready to Break Radio, continue.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Competitions, Ready Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. Luke Amblou will join us at the 6 o'clock hour. We'll talk NFL football futures. Speaking of NFL football, the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders play tomorrow night. And, Cam, they're playing in Winnipeg. Tomorrow night. As I see Aaron Rodgers has just arrived in the Peg, looking pretty much like an idiot. I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know what the deal with the modern athlete is. Why they have to dress so stupidly and purposely look dumb.
I agree with you. I think it's just like I know people with money, but the guy thinks he's like Magnum PI with his Tom Selleck stash and stuff like that. I know it's crazy. Yeah, full denim, tight denim with a mustache. Anyway, Gabe, they're having problems.
Yeah, but that's an insult. An insult. That's an insult, Cam. The you know what? Oh, the Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah,
the denim on denim thing? Like, I've never seen anyone. Like, he
no
looks like an idiot.
It, I know.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Buddy. He looks like Ben Stiller in the Starsky and Hutch movie.
Yeah, exactly. You heard about the tickets there, too, Gabe. $190. They're only selling, they're not even close to sold out in that game, so. We'll see. A lot of empty seats.
No. They're not selling very well. $190?
Yeah.
For a preseason game?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you think people in Winnipeg are like, they're like, get bent. We're not going to pay that much. It's ridiculous. So they're boycotting. You think they need the NFL? They're happy. The Bombers are playing well. You know what I mean? Like, sure, they want to go to the game, but you got to cut that ticket price in half at least. Ridiculous.
No.
You get $190. Come on.
There's actually a lot of negativity around this game. It's not like they're happy they're there, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, they're very protective of the CFL in that part of the country.
Yes, they sure are. They are.
You know, like, dude, the Rough Riders, they wanted this game in Saskatchewan first. The nicer stadium, I feel, new stadium.
Yeah.
The Rough Riders refused. There was, like, an outrage. Yeah. We're not had no NFL team on our field.
They're hardcore.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app. download the TuneIn app and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Yang. I'm Cam Spool with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Let's take a look at the live baseball board today. What a story for Lucas Giolito today. If you took him in DFS, fantasy, whatever, man, you got a good chance to rake up some money. Complete game three hitter, 12 Ks, Chicago. They're a plus 170 dog, and they blank Minnesota 4-0. The Reds, they took out San Diego 4-2. Castillo gets the win, Yardley the loss, Iglesias the save, number 26, and Jose Iglesias with home run number 9 for the Reds in the win. It got scary. The Rays rallied to beat Seattle 7-6. Pagan takes the win, McGill the loss. Willy Adames scored on a wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth after a Kiermaier home run to pull out the win. Colorado and Arizona, one game in progress right now. The Rockies, they lead the D-backs 7-1, bottom 8. MLB news, Colorado pitcher John Gray out for the rest of the year with a fractured foot. He's going to be shut down. The Phillies, they're considering using Aaron Nola every fifth day during the stretch run to try to make the postseason. Here are the rest of the MLB matchups and betting board. Gabe and I will go over these throughout the show, too. Later on, we'll have some best bets for you and in-game live starting at 8 o'clock, 3 at 7:05, LA at Texas, Rangers minus 130, 10.5, Sandoval versus Minor, KC laying 15 cents at Baltimore, 10.5, Montgomery versus Brooks, Washington minus 45 at Pittsburgh, Corbin Musgrove, two more at 7:10. We got Philly at Boston, Red Sox minus 170, 12, Smiley and Porcello. Cleveland at the Mets, a good one here. Mets minus 50 cents. Plutko and Stroman, total 9 flat. 7:20, Miami at Atlanta Braves, minus 195, 9.5, Smith versus Tehran. 7:45 action, we got Milwaukee at St. Louis. It's a pick'em. 8.5, Hauser versus Wainwright, 8:05. San Fran at the Cubs, Chicago, minus 260. Rodriguez versus Darvish, we got a total of 9. 8:10 action, Detroit at Houston. Astros minus 575. Oh, my God. It's Norris versus Verlander. We might get to 600. 10:07. Yankees in Oakland. A's minus 125, 9.5. Happen fires. And Toronto at the Dodgers minus 390. Total 8.5. Font versus Bueller. Melvin Gordon isn't budging. The Chargers aren't budging either. The LA Charger running back holdout now expected to continue his holdout into the regular season as contract talks haven't progressed since a very, very, very long time. This from the NFL Network. Gordon is going to remain in Florida to train for the foreseeable future. The 26-year-old threatened to miss the entire season if the Chargers can't get a deal done or trade him out of L.A. He's already rejected a reported average salary of $10 million. He's looking for something in the neighborhood of $13 million. Austin Eckler and Jackson, the tailbacks now. Baker Mayfield pulling back a bit. Browns quarterback reaching out to Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones after his recent interview with GQ magazine created a firestorm. Mayfield earlier said he couldn't believe the Giants picked Jones with the number 6 overall pick, but he reached out to clear the air, saying many of the words were taken out of context. Mayfield added he's heard nothing but good things about the rookie from the likes of Barkley and Shepard. New York Jets linebacker Brandon Copeland suspended 4 games for the use of performance-enhancing substances, according to ESPN. He'll be eligible to return week 5 as the Jets own a week 4 bye. XFL releasing all 8 logos today for the 2000 season. NHL news. Minnesota Wild, they've hired former NHL star Bill Guerin as the franchise's 4th GM. 48-year-old succeeds Paul Fenton, who was fired in July after just 1 year on the job. The Wild, they missed the playoffs for the first time since 2012 under Fenton's watch. New York Islanders, they've signed free agent center Derek Brassard today, a 1-year deal. It's worth $1.2 million. Between 3 teams, Brassard notched 23 points in 70 games last year. Ottawa, they've signed forward Colin White to a 6-year deal worth $28.5 million. The 22-year-old center had a very nice campaign for a bad Senators team with 14 goals and 41 points in 71 games. And Columbus Blue Jackets restricted free agent blue liner Zach Werenski, he's seeking a 3-year bridge deal worth about $15 million. According to the Columbus Dispatch, the 22-year-old very solid defenseman recorded 128 points in 237 games as well, and he plays a lot. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and him. We got some baseball talk. Cam Blue, friend of the program, will join us. We'll talk a little NFL futures and some fights. So stick around, everybody. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, Game Time Decisions, ready to raise our radio. And supports our radio network. I am Lorenzo Pimentel, Sportsbook, the Metal Edge Racetrack. Lou will join us in a couple of moments at time. Talk some NFL football, but we do have Major League Baseball on the board here this evening. And as Cam alluded to earlier, another monster number and price tonight on the board with the Houston Astros. Justin Verlander takes on his fourth team, Daniel Norris. Daniel, he wishes he was Chuck Norris, takes on Justin Verlander. Here at FanDuel, it's an even minus 500.
Wow, that's good.
An even minus 500.
Great.
Run line, minus 220. Minus 1.5, minus 220. What do you see?
Dude, Mr. Green, 560.
Another book, 575.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to update it again. Let's see what they got here. 500 is a good price for this game. I saw it up to some places had it at 580. Let's see. Yeah, here. Yeah, it's gone down a little bit. 550. 550 run line, minus 1.5, minus 230, total 8.5. That's a great price. It's still, you save 50 cents at FanDuel. Good price.
Still, it's pretty much the biggest number ever. We talked about it. Like there was right around this 545, 550. So, as I was saying this, Cam, I swear to God, it's like they listen. Well, we're here. Every time I'm like, I want to get this in-game play, and it moves like a half, it moves a run. We just said it's 500 here. What is it everywhere? You're like, what a great deal. It's like they listen to us. They're like, crap. They just moved it to 550.
Unbelievable.
Just like that.
They moved to 550. The TV watches you all the time, Marantz. You say stuff before it even happens. No, I know. I get it on a nightly basis. It's like insane. No, you're right.
Run
and I'll tell you something, guys.
220.
And you know, Gabe, they know the sports books, not at FanDuel, because I don't think you have, like, you buy tickets and stuff there. But, guys, you guys know this if you gamble. They know your tendencies. Like, if you bet on Toronto teams a lot or you're from Vancouver, you bet Vancouver teams from New York, you bet New York teams. You'll start to see they shade numbers, man. They got all your information there. Don't kid yourself. These guys are on top.
The algorithm knows. So
it knows everything.
A Houston Astro Los Angeles Dodger parlay minus 206.
Yeah.
Still. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm just stating that's how big these numbers are. The Astros minus 550. Yankees lost last night. Jay Happ on the hill here tonight. It's not often you get the Yankees as underdogs, but they are tonight, plus 106. Fires, minus 122 tonight, Cam. Jay Happ, tough to trust on the road.
Sure is. No, I was on Oakland last night. Fires has been pretty decent, actually. I'd actually take a look at Oakland in this game. Happ is very hittable, too. So, yeah, tough game, though. The Yankees, they usually don't lose a couple in a row. So we'll see what happens there, but Fires, nice price.
Fires has been getting it done. He's unbeaten in his last five starts. The A's are 6-1 in his last seven starts at home. So last seven times Fires has started in Oakland, they've won six of them. Fires beat the Yankees twice last season, including as a plus 138 home underdog. Jay Happ.
Yep.
He can be okay, but
yeah,
he's all over. Yankees are 8-2 in Jay Happ's last 10 road starts. We'll talk baseball, football, and more. Game time decisions.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Ranger Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Moretti. Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart with us. We got the taxi dispatcher, who I think only has a one-way headset. Yang knows how to talk out. He doesn't know how to listen too much back, but...
Yang.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter how much I yell. Like, that's in.
Yeah. I thought we was like communicating through the G-chat, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but Yang, what do you, like, you're right. It's all good.
I was just letting you guys know, you know, we got Gam Lou in the batter's box. I didn't know. Usually there's, like, a wave in the camera or something.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yang, you're the best.
Oh, it's all good. Keep it up, Yang.
Master Deflector, I'm a politician, buddy. I heard that promo.
Yeah.
We like in court, we can't shake you down. You just tell a story about something else. Yang, tell us about the murder. Well, you know, I was out eating a bean sprout sandwich down at Al's here, Michael's. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. He's good. He is the deflector, Gabe. He'd be a good goaltender. Lots of rebounds.
Yeah. He should be a soccer goalie.
Soccer goalie.
All right. Lou from Gamblu joins us. Hopefully Lou's wife not tuning into the program. Lou takes a pot shot at the missus. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people seem to talk more than listen in today's day and age, Lou.
But, you know, my old man always used to tell me that the Lord give me two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah, that's a good one. As well as you learn more by listening than talking. That's also another good one that I think a lot of people in today's society could use. But good. Thanks for joining us, Lou. No Arizona Diamondback game for you today because you're off to Vegas?
No, actually, there was a day game today, but it snuck up on all of us, and it caught us by surprise. None of us were paying attention. We all missed it. It's quite unusual. It's probably the first one I've missed in some time. I'm off to Vegas. Tomorrow I got one more day. I got a few things to do here. And then Friday morning, first thing, I'll get in the car and jump up to Las Vegas for the weekend.
So are you entering the Super Contest this year?
You know, I think I'm going to do the Circa Million. I do really like the Super Contest, but it's such a lottery with 3,500 people in it. There's going to be an overlay in the Circa Contest. I like the fact that they stagger and they pay a $50,000 winner each month. It's got some ingenuity to it, and the deadline's a little bit later, which I think fits the way I handicap better. So I'm taking a good hard look at that, and my buddy that I'm going out with, I think he's looking at the Golden Nugget Contest because he likes college.
Yeah, I was in the Golden Nugget Contest last year. Man, it's tough. Like some of these dudes, like you stated, because of the college, the guy that won was literally like 48 games over 500 or something like ridiculously stupid. It wasn't because I did well. I was literally like 22 games over 500 at one point, and I still wasn't in the money. And it just started to aggravate me.
The college guys really gravitate to that contest, but then – you know, in early December, they have to react because there's no more college games and they now got to pick the pros. I don't, except for one conference, I don't pay enough attention to college to have it be that big of a percentage of my picks. Plus, seven a week is obtuse. That's a lot of picks.
Yeah, that's when I made up my ground last year.
Yeah.
When the college ended, I really started to catch up with the NFL. Same thing. We're going to get into the Circa contest. Listen, the Circa contest is a new one. $1,000 entry fee. They only pay the top 10, so they're not paying the top 50. They're not paying the top 100 or anything like that. They're only paying the top 10. But as I mentioned earlier, who cares if you come in 100th place in the Vegas Super Contest? You get your $1,500 back or whatever. So at that point, it doesn't really matter. I don't mind playing for the bigger money. There's no rake. They're giving all the money back to the players in the contest. And what I like, Lou, is I like that $50,000 prize for the best record of the month every month. That's a nice addition That's huge. That's the part I like about it.
I totally agree, because you can have a great first 4 weeks and steal a little money, and then you have, you know, in those pick five contests, you go 0 for 5 1 week, you're damn near out of the thing. This allows you to keep in it. So you have three bad months. You still got a shot at 50 grand in December.
You're exactly right. It keeps you, but you're right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the super contest, you can have two bad weeks, maybe. Three bad weeks, you could host. Like, and even two can put you in trouble. But it's so random now, Cam, with the 3,200 people.
No, it's out of control, the big. That's another thing, too. You pay the proxy. There's so many things. You got to be there. You're right. Too many people. You said it, Marenzi. You finish it at a number. You're just getting your money back. That's not attractive to me. And we've used the philosophy of the new contest into the fantasy that we do, Gabe. We do game of the week totals, right? So last year we finished, 2 weeks we won with the highest total of fantasy points. That's $1,000 right there. So it makes it a lot more fun. I like the fact that they're going to be giving out additional prizes. That's the way it should be done. It keeps everybody into it instead of waiting. Like, that's the thing about the super contest. You can't do things like that because there's too many damn people entered. There'll be too many ties.
I'm gonna, I'm communicating with Vegas Maddie right now as we speak, actually. Yeah. So I'll find out how many people.
Yeah, Maddie's one of the top proxies in Vegas. He's a great guy, and I'll tell you something about old Vegas Maddie. That son of a gun, he is one sharp hockey handicapper.
Yeah, he's an East Coaster.
Really?
Actually, where's he from? He's from Chicago, right?
Chicago.
I know he went to Syracuse.
He's a Chicago kid.
Vegas Maddie. Well, Vegas Maddie can afford to bet hockey because of his proxy service. I tell you that much. He would not like. Although now people can play with the app, but you still have to be within a state, so it doesn't really change all that much. New Jersey, right. They approve contests, but they don't like app. They don't want the app, and they don't want a proxy. So you have to enter in person at some of the contests that they have here, but FanDuel hasn't announced anything yet. The Circa contest, I like that $50,000 prize at the end of the month. That I just asked Vegas Maddie right now how many people are in it. I'm guessing, Lou. Yeah, I was gonna say I heard the number 300, and I thought it'll do a little better than that. My guess is there'll be about 600 people, Lou. 700.
I think they'll get 600 to 700. No question about it.
I don't want there to be too many people, though. You know what I mean?
Like, you want the overlay. But I will tell you this: with an overlay, you're going to get every sharp in the hemisphere there.
Yeah, that's the people are going to be in it. I know. I don't fear it. Over the long haul, listen, I'm so-called sharp, I'm not disputing. There are professional gamblers that are really good at this stuff over the long haul. But head-to-head in a season contest, I'm not worried about going against, like, handicappers. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my I'd rather go against the so-called sharps. I'd rather go against, like, a pool of, like, 300 handicappers and so-called sharps than 3,200 random people in the super contest. You know, who won the super contest a couple of years ago, guy? The so-called sharp that served coffee at Starbucks at the Luxor. Right. He was the sharp that won, Lou.
Yeah, and that's when I saw the writing on the wall, and that was the last entry for the super contest for me. Here I am beating my brains out trying to pick five right, and this guy paints my fence.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have a caramel macchiato and go six for six. Okay, buddy. Like, this guy.
Good
for him.
He went,
man.
Like 70% too. Literally, like 69%
awesome.
Or something.
Well, you told me that was year he just bet on New England, right? Like, when they were covering it.
No, Dallas. He bet on Dallas every week. They asked him what his strategy was. He said, I bet on good teams and I bet against bad teams. Dallas covered every week. They were 14-2, and Cleveland never covered. He kept the ship. Like, he bet on it against the Patriots.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Not quite 100 yet. Joins us. Lou, gamblew.com. All right, Lou. So we were talking about contests. What about futures, Lou? When you're in Vegas right now, I almost take it for granted here because, you know, I'm like, oh, I can play my futures next week or whatever. And you know what I mean? I will note, though, there's guys. Normally I get mad when I'm waiting in line or whatever. And someone's playing stuff in front of me. But there was no games going on today. And there was a guy placing his NFL bets. And I couldn't help but overhear because I was behind him. And he bet on the San Francisco 49ers to win the NFC West. Now, I personally don't think – I personally don't see that happening. I think he got 6-1 on that, but – do you play any futures, Lou, when you're in Vegas, when you're down there at South Point?
I do. When I go this weekend, Gabriel, mostly it'll be because I've already played my two futures under, and I only play unders until the day before the season. Now, I will go back to Las Vegas. I'm going to fly up the Thursday of the opening day. I'm going to spend the morning there betting futures. I'll bet one team to exceed their season win totals, and I think I know who that team is now. I just won't bet it until I have the integrity of knowing that their staff is intact and such. And I'll at that point in time, I'll also bet games of the year where I can go to week three, week four, week five, and make NFL positions. It's a potentially risky and can be a little volatile because injuries can work against you. But I really love testing my mettle a few games out, and you can get some really good value choosing to approach it that way.
Cam, I'm looking forward to you and I have talked about this, about showing some discipline and some patience when playing these futures. I like the college futures a little better because the season's shorter, but quite a few win totals on the board that are pretty pretty doable right now in the NFL.
Yeah, I think there's a couple teams. Like I'm with you, Gabe. I know you had Paul Bovey on, and I'm just one of those guys. I think the Lions can get 7 wins too. I've already bet the Bengals under. I think they're going to be a train wreck this year, losing their first round
offensive Detroit Lions
line pick.
Listen, I love Paul Bovey, and I agree with his over Buffalo Bills pick, but I don't know how you feel, Lou, but the Detroit Lions, I don't see how they're going to win 7 games, to be honest. It's 6.5, and in fact, there was odds out this morning. We were talking about first coach to be fired. First coach to be fired. Jay Gruden is the favorite to be fired first. Hmm. He's in, like, the plus 300 range, which I don't even think he will be fired. But to me, Matt Patricia is a candidate. Now, I think the only reason they wouldn't fire him is because they just hired him, and he's only in year two, and they're going to look stupid, right? And it's going to be like, well, what the hell did you fire Caldwell for in the first place, you know, to hire this bozo? But I legitimately believe, and Lou, I'll tell you, you know, and Cam, I don't see how they get to 7, buddy. They have a nice defensive line, but
tough
Matt
schedule,
Patricia.
But
Matt Patricia is ill-prepared. He is overwhelmed as a head coach. They were out-coached on a weekly basis last year. He took a 10-win team, 9-win team, turned him into a 5-win team. You look in the preseason this year, I don't care about wins and losses, but both games in the preseason this year, they were smoked. They gave up 30-plus points. I don't think the players respond to him. I don't think he can get them ready. I don't think he understands how to be a head coach. I think he's incompetent, and I think the Detroit Lions, I think the players hate him. Like, Matt Stafford looks like he's lost all passion for the game. There's no emotion with this team. I don't think they like him. I don't think they want to play for him. I could be dead wrong, but I don't buy into Matt Patricia. I don't think he'll be a head coach at the end of the year after this year. What do you think, Lou?
So here's how I think about that. Number one, Caldwell was loved by his players. And when Patricia came in with his Belichick Patriot way, he upset the apple cart. And you're exactly right. He took a winning team and really stood them on their ear doing it his way or the highway. He's already gotten rid of Jim Bob Cooter, last year's offensive coordinator, brought in Bevel. Look at their first four games at Arizona. Then they played two top eight teams in the next 3 weeks against the Chargers, at Philadelphia, and then home against Kansas City. Then they have a bye. Arizona is holding their cards close to their chest because they're not going to show Detroit anything. And that game one between Arizona and Detroit is such a critical game for both franchises, because I believe Detroit's going to lose that game. And when they go to that bye 0-4, they're going to chop Patricia's head. And I think Detroit is a team that's going to absolutely be a grease fire this year. And here's one of the main reasons why. And excuse me for having to bring this up, but I handicap, okay? Matt Stafford's wife has a brain tumor. She's deathly sick and is going to have major procedures during this football season. It's going to cause Stafford to at least miss games, and if he doesn't, he's going to be purely distracted. What did this team do to pick up a second-string quarterback? Nothing. I'm telling you, Detroit's in big trouble this year. Under 6.5, I think, is a very, very solid consideration.
Well said, Lou.
Wow.
You look at the players that they have, too. So you have Kerryon Johnson, who they don't use properly, and they won't use properly.
Galladay.
So as Lou mentioned, Jim Bob Cooter, that's the last guy that Matt Stafford liked. Like, you could tell Stafford doesn't like Patricia. It's not the same. He's made a ton of money. He's worried about his wife. You bring in Bevel, the same moron that screwed up in Seattle, Cam.
I know. Threw the freaking
football. Now, supposedly they want to run the ball more. I get it. And they want to be more smash mouth, but it's going to be hard to run the ball if you're trailing all the time. Lou mentioned that schedule is real tough, man. Yeah, listen, the Chicago Bears are going to regress a bit, but they're still better than the Lions. The Green Bay Packers, I think they're overrated, but they're still tough. You know, it's still Aaron Rodgers. And then you get the Minnesota Vikings going to be good this year. They play in a real tough division. I just don't see how they get to 7.
Thing is, Gabe, and you and Lou bring up excellent point. The way I look at it is exactly how you said it. I don't think the Bears are as good as everyone thinks. I think their special teams are going to really, really hurt them this year. As for the Green Bay Packers, I find them to be totally overrated. I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers got hurt again. I don't believe in that team. Everyone's talking about Jones. There's still holes in their defense. Hell, the Lions, they play them tough before. I like what Kerryon Johnson could do. You know, Gabe, he's that type of back. When he's at Auburn, he'll just wear you down Travis Henry style and then just keep the ball going. I understand, though. You guys bring up very good points about Stafford and his wife, Lou, and it's something that we have to take in consideration. I like Hawkerson, the tight end out of Iowa, and I think their defense is underrated. If Patricia doesn't screw this up, I think they can get there, Gabe. I know their schedule's tough, but I don't think they're as far behind some of the teams in the division. Like, I think they're just as good as Green Bay, almost. Like, Green Bay is slightly better than Detroit. That's how I feel. I don't think Green Bay is great, and I think they can win 7 games. But you guys bring up a lot of good points. Very tough schedule. Lou, you're right. I think differently than you, Lou, and I respect your opinion, buddy. You're solid. I think Detroit goes into Arizona and kicks their ass week one.
Hey, and you know what? That's what this is all about. I mean, if we all sit around and hold and sing kumbaya and agree, nobody learns a damn thing. So it's worth it to get out and express other people's opinions. And we differ on Detroit, and I differ from both of you on Green Bay. Green Bay, look out for Green Bay, boys. I'm telling you, look out.
You like Green Bay, Lou?
Here's a coach that coached under both Shanahans, Gary Kubiak and McVay. And why didn't he succeed in Tennessee last year? Well, because they had that, they were behind every game. They couldn't get their, they couldn't get anything going. Everybody believes this LeFleur is a flunky, and he flunked out of Tennessee coming to Green Bay. And this Aaron Rodgers LeFleur thing, that's all created. That's all fake news. They play one top eight team in their first seven games. Rodgers played all year with a bad knee. He comes in healthy this time. They've got the third largest investment in offensive lines in the league, and they face the NFL's second toughest run slate, albeit, but a much more favorable schedule against the pass. I look for Green Bay and Minnesota to be top teams, and I think it's Chicago that falls back a little to compete with Detroit in that division. But again, that's just my take and my opinion. And the fact that we disagree, I think, is positive for the viewers or for your listeners.
I think, look at this Green Bay schedule. It's tough. At Chicago, it's week one, we'll learn a lot about them. Week two versus the Minnesota Vikings. Week three, they host the Denver Broncos. Week four, they host the Philadelphia Eagles. Then they're at Dallas versus Detroit versus Oakland, so they get a little reprieve there, a back-to-back. But then it's at Kansas City, at L.A. Chargers versus Carolina. We'll find out about Matt LaFleur. We're going to find out a lot this year. Very similar to Arizona. I mean, I don't know. I mean, LaFleur hasn't shown anything in the offense in the preseason. We don't really know. Supposedly this offensive guru. He didn't show anything last year in Tennessee. LouGamblou.com. Safe travels to Vegas. Lou, we'll catch up with you next week.
Have fun, Lou.
Thanks, guys, and good luck to everybody.
Game time decision continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game time decision. Ready. The radio continues. We're into the home stretch here. Let's get down to business with baseball. Last night we gave you the New York Mets. And I wish we could redo that game again and just hammer the Mets at plus 138. You know, the Mets are now 12-2, guys, in their last 14 home games, all right? They are 12-2. 12-2 since the All-Star break at home. They really, people don't realize how good of a home team they really are. Now 35-21 at home. You know, Matt's, Cam, 6-0 at home this year, but that's in the past, buddy. Marcus Stroman on the hill here tonight. Remember, Marcus Stroman said, was Matt, I want to be on a competitive team. Well, you're in a competitive team. You got to hold your own. Marcus Stroman has started three times for the Mets. They've won all three times he's started. Last game, he had like a 7-run cushion right out of the gate, but he looked good. He's given him a chance to win every time he's taken a hill here at camp tonight. I like the Mets better when they're not minus 160 and when they're not minus 150, etc. And right now, the current number here at the Duel is down to minus 150. It was a little higher earlier in the day. What do you think of Plutko and Marcus Stroman tonight?
Yeah, I was actually. I think the Mets have a pitching advantage with Stroman over Plutko. The Mets are feeling it right now. That was a nice win too, and I really like the fact, Gabe, that they ran up the score. Remember when the game was tight? They just kept on scoring and scoring and scoring. They got injuries too. They're still battling. Even the bullpen at the end, it's been a little bit better recently. Marcus Stroman, I lean Mets in this game. You know, the Indians are a very dangerous team, but Plutko's one of their worst starters, so. I think the Mets are well worth a bet tonight.
Plutko has given up two home runs exact. So two home runs in his last two starts. So, I mean, four home runs, though. In his last two starts, he gave up a pair of home runs. both times. You know what? He struggled on the road, man. This is Plutko away from Progressive. 529 earned run average. A full run more on the road than he does at home. On the road, opposing hitters hit 314 against him. Conforto's a freakish stud. Joe Panik, 10 for 31, 323 since joining the Mets. Alonso, the spiritual leader of this team, goes deep. You look at this team, man, they just have a ton of heart. Do I love laying 50 cents tonight against a good team like the Cleveland Indians? No. But I think the Mets win again tonight. They're red hot, Cam. They're a smoking hot baseball team.
Yeah, you convinced me. I think it's going to make the card. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to do the New York bookie two-step tonight. I'm going to take the Yankees and the Mets. I think the Yankees are, even with Hap, I think they're just.
Wow.
I look at the situation.
I don't trust Hap.
I trust the Yankees' bats more. I think the first game, they were just a little bit out of sorts. Homer Bailey kind of was just
been
shocking.
Unbelievable,
he actually pitched well. I know he has been, Gabe. I know. I've also watched, but the Yankees, the one thing that they do, I'm telling you, fires, they can get to fires. I've watched them pitch actually three times live when I go to Blue Jay games. You don't get them early. Usually get them in the fourth or fifth inning. The Yankees are a very, very patient team. I know it's tough. I was originally looking at Oakland. Now I'm thinking, I'm taking Hap and the Yankees. Hap's been a little bit better. It's also that ballpark is really going to help Hap out. Lots of foul ball space, and I just take the Yankees' bats over Oakland tonight. Give me the Yankees and the Mets. New York two-step.
Mike Fiers' unbeaten streak. It's amazing. You know how long his unbeaten streak is? I don't think people realize this. 18 starts.
Really? Oh, my God.
18 starts.
Wow.
He has not lost. I'm not saying he's won 18
serious?
Starts in a row, but
he hasn't lost.
Yeah, he hasn't suffered an L in 18 freaking starts, bro.
It's unheard of.
Fiers has made six career starts against the Yankees. He's 2-1 with 32 strikeouts and 32 innings.
You're scaring me, Gabe. I haven't clicked the button yet. I don't like when you're bringing these statistics to the table here. A little bit concerning.
Hap is coming off his best performance in nearly a month. Two runs on six hits against Baltimore. Before that, he had given up five home runs in his previous two starts. Listen, man, I don't like betting against the Yankees. I see how good they are. I'm here every night, Cam. Every night the damn room is on, I'm here. I think the A's are to play tonight, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell you, Gabe. No, honestly, though, if you look at the baseball card, it's tough tonight. Like, it's tough. I'm only going to probably bet, I'm thinking, four games, like, tonight. Like, there's nothing that really sticks out and says, like, wow, I really love that team. I will tell you one thing. I know the Nationals were a trap last night. I'm going back to them tonight. I think it's a great spot for Corbin. I think that's going to be a play tonight. Corbin's a damn good pitcher, and he's only laying 40 cents. That's something I can deal with. I think
That was a frustrating loss last night.
Yeah, baseball's frustrating in general. Like, no lead safe, man. Like, say you had Seattle today. You're feeling it. Oh, we got a lead against Tampa Bay. Ninth inning, Tampa Bay scores two, you lose. Like, baseball, there no lead is safe. No situation. Like, you can come back any amount of runs. It's tough, man. It's hard.
Musgrove pitched his ass off, because I remember we were mocking him in his last start. He had 9 strikeouts, if you remember.
Yeah.
This game's going to go under. People think they won't realize it. This will be a lower scoring game. I wish I was getting a little more than 9, though, with Musgrove on the hill. I'm trying to be contrarian. It's going under 9.
I agree.
They're trying to scare me off. It should be 10. They know. They're like, nah, we're not making it 10 because the Sharks will hit it.
Washington wins this game 4-2. Goes up.
Yeah. I like that. Nationals any under. I'm tempted by I think this Met-Indian game is a lower 1-2 camp. Playoffs, the Cal-style game down in the Queens tonight.
I got a good total for you, Gabe.
I think runs are going to be tough to come by.
I agree. And I'm not a total guy, but I'll tell you,
this Kansas City-Baltimore game, you look at the teams and say you can't hit. These are two of the biggest gas cans. Oh, I'm taking the old. Oh, 10.5? Montgomery and Brooks and Dunn? Oh, come on. Yeah, come on. Boot, Scoot, and Boogie? He's going to give up a lot of home runs, man. I'm telling you, Brooks, he gone. He done. It's over. A 10.5? I think Kansas City gets 7 or 8 themselves. I think Kansas City wins this game like 8-6. Like, that game's going over. Maybe it's
here's
Tommy Tolt tonight. What's Mark like?
Mark Lawrence is a database. Julio Teheran, 5-0 versus the Marlins. Adam Wainwright, 6-1, his last 7 starts in the month of August. Charlie Morton, 0-5 at home in the month of August. All right, here's some more stuff this is from Mark. So I was talking about Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers has been smoking at home this season, 10-3. With a 2.33 earned run average, a 0.99 whip. Fiers is also 6-1 his last overall 7-team starts with a 2.52 earned run average. Jay Happ, 6.37 earned run average with a 1.61 whip in his last 7 starts. Fiers 9-0 overall, as well as 8-0 in his last 8 home starts. I'm telling you, man, be careful with that Fiers game.
I'm not going to touch it now. I'm finding other
things. What
do
we have here? So, Marlins and Braves. I do like the Braves tonight. I like the under 9.5 here, too.
Caleb
Smith pitched well. You don't like the Braves.
That's what I'm saying. No, I think, listen, the Braves are going to, they're a minus 195 favorite, yes. But I have a pitching matchup where I think Miami has a better pitcher than Caleb Smith. I'm getting 70 cents. On the run line, it's only plus 1.5, 10, like 10. It's beautiful. I'm on Miami's split pot tonight, Gabe. I know the bats aren't fantastic, but Tehran against Smith, I think that this line's way too inflated. It's very similar to the Seattle game that I took earlier in the week. I'm going to take a shot with Miami. I can't be scared to take these dogs. They're coming through, man. That night proves something.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick with the dogs, Cameron. Stop doing these big, stupid parlays at minus 250 and stuff. If I played my old way, I'd be doing a hell of a lot better, man. And when you win with the dogs, your bankroll gets nice. I'm just taking a shot. I think Miami can beat Atlanta. I don't trust Tehran at that price. That's my dog of the night.
I got a lot of picks here.
Yeah, better get to it.
Hey, might as well jump. Oh, yeah, bang it off. What do you got, golf?
Yeah, golf. I'm not going to do too much this time because it's the Tour Championship. Already invested in 2 great guys. I got Thomas and Cantlay. Guys, I bet on, you have to bet them for the FedEx Cup. So 16-12, I got that in my back pocket. 2 more picks. I think Scheffler at 22-1 must be bet. And Gabe, you got to remember something. These guys start, it's a different stroke system. Thomas starts the tournament at minus 10. Cantlay starts at minus 8. Koepka starts at minus 7, depending on their ranking. Reed at minus 6. McIlroy minus 5. That's the top 5. All the guys ranked 6-10, they start at minus 4. Those guys are Rahm and Scheifele, 11-15, DJ Hideki, 16-20. These guys started 2 under, 21-25, 1, and 25-30 even. So basically, Thomas has a 2-shot lead over Cantlay before he starts this tournament because he's ranked in the 1 hole. But just if you want to look at a flyer, I think Scheifele at 22 and Rahm at 14. And DraftKings, I probably won't play because it's all screwed up because of this new format. So what do you got for me in baseball?
All right. My baseball picks here tonight will be the New York Mets minus 150. New York Mets, Cleveland Indians, under 9. Mets win 4-3. Washington Nationals win 4-2, says Cam. Give me the Nationals and the Buckaroos under 9. I'm Tommy Total, like you talked about. Teddy Total. Theodore Total, Braves, Marlins, under 9.5. Oakland Athletics to beat the Yankees tonight. That's 5 games. So Mets to win and the under in the Mets game. Nationals to win and the under in the Nationals game. Braves, Marlins, under 9.5. Oakland Athletics to beat the Yankees tonight. What do you got, Cam?
I got the Miami Marlins plus 170 and also plus 1.5 split. Kansas City. Pick 'em against Baltimore. Also, the Kansas City-Baltimore over 10.5. Washington minus 140. Washington-Pittsburgh under 9. Milwaukee even. And your New York Mets, I'll ride with you at minus 150. Also, if you like the favorites parlays that we're trying to avoid, the Cubs, Astros, and Dodgers becomes plus 108, minus 250, minus 550, minus 380. Bueller, Verlander, Darvish.
Yeah, I know. The Astros-Dodgers parlay is minus 206.
So add the Cubs to it. Plus 110. Cubs are going to murder San Fran home. Darvish has been a lot better.
Yeah, I guess. You know, we didn't talk about this one. What about the Phillies as an underdog?
I was looking at the Phillies as an underdog. They were good to me last night with Mola going. I don't trust Smiley very much, but you want to lay 170 with Porcello? Maybe a small play on the Phillies. I like where you're going with that, Gabe. Tough game, though. I might. We got.
Yeah,
a lot
I know.
We can't bet everything, right? So now I'm fine with my card right now. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, like I got like almost 10 bets now. Started off with 4, so.
I got a 6-pack, and I'm not even started in-game live yet, right? I got more bets coming live, and we'll be back. And so will Cam, actually. Live. Cam will be back at 9 o'clock.
You are correct.
So Cam will be back at 9 o'clock. Matt Josephs will be with us throughout the evening. Joe Ranieri at 8 o'clock, in-game live, right here, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Networks. From the FanDuel Sportsbook, I'm on the Mets to win. Indian Mets under 9, Nationals to win, Nationals Pirates under 9, Braves Marlins under 9.5, Athletics Yankees another night, you're on your own, maybe listen to the game.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
What you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Yeah, sloppy track. Know what the key is in the slop? You got to get near the front. Too much, it's hard work when you get in the mud back and the goggles and everything like that. So if you're a stone cold closer, you got to kind of change your strategy a bit. He was way at the back at the start of the race and last made up some ground, but it didn't work in the slop. My bad.
Our boy Brian Giannini. Who we met here before. I think you met him. I think we were here that day. Brian Giannini tweets in, still has his New York Hitmen XFL season tickets from 2001. Can't wait to see a Guardian game. But, yeah, it's a big-ass stadium, man. It's a large stadium that they have. They really should have found a different place to play. I know it was brought up. They should have played where Hofstra plays. Nice small
Good
stadium,
call.
Long Island.
On the island, yep.
Yeah, like, come on, man. This stadium holds 84,000 people. Like, how many people is this team really going to get? Like, 10,000 if they're lucky, 14,000?
I'm thinking 10 if you're lucky. Yeah, I was going to think 10 if you're lucky. If it's exceptional, maybe like 12,000. Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. That stadium, they're going to have to do the old NCAA camera trick. Lower bowl, show the people, don't show high up in the stadium. Right? That's what they're going to have to do. Camera angle shots, because they're not going to fill the top.
I mentioned off the top here, the Jets lose a linebacker. Coleman suspended now 4 games. They already lost another linebacker to injury last week. That's 2 starting linebackers out of the 4 that are down right now for the Jets. And, you know, Jets' defense is good, but they just lost a lot of depth right now. Buffalo Bills getting 3.5 points in week 1 in this football game. You mentioned it off the top, too. Miles Sanders having a great camp with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I remember watching Penn State, and I saw Sanders play a lot, being a Big Ten fan. And he really did look like Saquon Jr., basically, in college.
He does. He's amazing.
He's not Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley's one of a kind. But, this Sanders kid could be a real sleeper. I think he's a real deal, this kid.
Oh, I'm with you, Gabe. And you watch, and the thing that I really was impressed with Sanders about, like, when he bounces off guys, Gabe, he's not one of those running backs that runs out of gas. Like, he took a lot of long carries to the house. He's tougher than he looks. I agree with you. It's a great comparison. Saquon Barkley is obviously better, but yeah, when you say Saquon Jr., he is so much better, I think, than some of these other backs. And You know, I'm really high on these guys, man. I think he's going to be fantastic.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.